and bring about the freedom of these people by any means necessary.
Millions of Iraqis are grateful for the chance they have been given to live in freedom.
Money trumps
by any means necessary.
Peace sometimes.
Millions of Iraqis are grateful for the chance they have been given to live in freedom.
Money trumps.
But I don't think that's true. If anyone has ever lived with peace, a nonviolent movement in the South, Montgomery went through the Freedom Rides and through the sit-in movement and the recent Birmingham movement and see the reactions of many of the extremists and reactionaries in the white community, he wouldn't say that this movement makes, this philosophy makes him comfortable. I think it arouses a sense of shame within him in many instances. I think it does something to touch the conscience and establish a sense of guilt. Now, so often people respond to guilt by engaging more in the guilt evoking act and an attempt to drown this. This approach certainly doesn't make the white man feel comfortable.
The whole apparatus of the state was set up against me. They had all of their resources, and the FBI, the police, and they really meant to send me to the death chamber in order to make a point. It really didn't matter who I was. It was that I was a very convenient figure to make a point that they would suppress any efforts at revolution and liberation.
In order for nonviolence to work, your opponent must have a conscience. The United States has none.
This world is room for everyone. The earth is rich. We can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful. But we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls. Has barricaded the world with hate. Has goose-stepped us into misery and bloodshed. We have developed speed, but we have shut ourselves in. Machinery that gives abundance has left us in want. Our knowledge has made us cynical, our cleverness hard and unkind. We think too much and feel too little. More than machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness and gentleness. Without these qualities, life will be violent, and all will be lost. The aeroplane and the radio have brought us closer together. The very nature of these inventions cries out for the goodness in them. Cries out for universal brotherhood, for the unity of us all. Even now, my voice is reaching millions throughout the world. Millions of despairing men, women, and little children. Victims of a system that makes men torture and imprison innocent people.
And bring about the freedom of these people by any means necessary.
To live in freedom.
To those who can hear me, I say, do not despair. The misery that is now upon us is but the passing of greed, the bitterness of men who fear the way of human progress. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die, and the power they took from the people will return to the people. And so long as men die, liberty will never perish. Soldiers, don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you, who regiment your lives, tell you what to do, what to think, and what to feel, who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle, use you as cannon fodder. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men, machine men with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines, you are not cattle, you are men. You have the love of humanity in your hearts. You don't hate, only the unloved hate, the unloved and the unnatural. Soldiers, don't fight for slavery, fight for liberty. In the 17th chapter of St. Luke it is written, the kingdom of God is within man, not one man nor a group of men, but in all men, in you. You, the people, have the power to create machines, the power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful, to make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power, let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world, a decent world, that will give men a chance to work, that will give youth a future and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power, but they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people.
And bring about the freedom of these people by any means necessary.
And yeah, but the question is more, how do you get there? Do you get there by confrontation, violence?
Oh, is that the question you were asking?
Yeah.
See, that's another thing. When you talk about a revolution, most people think violence. Without realizing that the real content of any kind of revolutionary thrust lies in the principles and the goals that you're striving for, not in the way you reach them. On the other hand, if you are a black person and live in the black community all your life and walk out on the street every day seeing white policemen surrounding you. When I was living in Los Angeles, for instance, long before the situation in LA ever occurred, I was constantly stopped. No, the police didn't know who I was, but I was a black woman and I had a natural, and they, I suppose, thought that I might be a, quote, militant. And when you live under a situation like that constantly, and then you ask me, you know, whether I approve of violence. I mean, that just doesn't make any sense
at all.
No marriage
other than a Christian marriage is considered valid. Under this act, our wives and mothers are whores, and every man here is a bastard. And a policeman passing an Indian dwelling, I will not call them homes, may enter and demand the card of any Indian woman whose dwelling it is. Understand? He does not have to stand at the door. He may enter. I praise such courage. I need such courage because in this cause I too am prepared to die. But my friend, there is no cause for which I am prepared to kill. Whatever they do to us, we will attack no one, kill no one, but we will not give our fingerprints, not one of us. They will imprison us, they will fine us, they will seize our possessions, but they cannot take away our self-respect if we do not give it to them. I am asking you to fight against their anger, not to provoke it. We will not strike a blow. They may torture my body, break my bones, even kill me. Then they will have my dead body, not my obedience.